It's the OA News. Do you remember? China is saying there is no room for compromise or concessions over the issue of Taiwan, following a comment by U.S. President Joe Biden that the U.S. is committed to defending the island if it's attacked. A foreign ministry spokesperson reasserted China's longstanding claim that the island is its territory. China has recently upped its threat to bring Taiwan under its control by force, if necessary, by flying warplanes near the island and rehearsing beach landings. U.S. officials have issued new warnings about China's ambitions in artificial intelligence and a range of advanced technologies that could eventually give Beijing a decisive military edge and possible control over the healthcare of Americans. The warnings included a renewed effort to inform business executives, academics, and local and state government officials about the risks of accepting Chinese investment or expertise in key industries. National security agencies under President Joe Biden's administration are making an aggressive public push against China, which some officials have called the greatest strategic threat to the United States. Beijing rejects those claims as fear-mongering. The U.S. is welcoming tens of thousands of Afghans airlifted out of Kabul, but has disclosed little publicly about a small group who remain overseas. Dozens who triggered potential security issues during security vetting have been sent to an American base in the Balkan nation of Kosovo. Human rights advocates have raised concerns about the Afghans diverted to Camp Bonsteel in Kosovo, some for more than 6 weeks now, citing a lack of transparency about their status, the reasons for holding them back, and the question of what might become of any who can't be cleared to come to the U.S. This is VOA News. Ethiopian military airstrikes forced a United Nations humanitarian flight to abandon its landing in the capital of the country's Tigray region, and a government spokesman said authorities were aware of the inbound flight. It appeared to be a sharp escalation in intimidation tactics authorities have used against aid workers in the intensifying year-long Tigray war. Further UN flights have been suspended to Mekele, the base of humanitarian operations in Tigray. The World Food Program told this to the Associated Press. It said the flight with 11 passengers had been cleared by federal authorities, but received instructions to abort landing by the Mekele Airport Control Tower. It safely returned to Addis Ababa. A U.S. religious organization whose 17 members were kidnapped in Haiti are asking supporters to pray and share stories with the victims' families of how their faith helped them through difficult times. This as efforts to recover them continue. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries issued the statement a day after a video was released showing the leader of the 400 Mwozo gang threatening to kill those abducted if his demands are not met. Haitian officials have said the gang is seeking $1 million in ransom per person, although they said it wasn't clear if that includes the five children in the group, the youngest being 8 months old. Pfizer says kid-sized doses of its COVID-19 vaccine are safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in elementary school children. Details of the study were posted online Friday as U.S. regulators consider opening vaccinations to youngsters 5 to 11. The shots could begin early next month if regulators give the go-ahead. If the FDA authorizes the low-dose shots, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make the final recommendations on who should receive them. Full-strength Pfizer shots already are authorized for anyone 12 or older. Myanmar's military-installed government has challenged a pronouncement by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations barring its leader from attending next week's annual summit of the regional bloc. It said the declaration issued by ASEAN Chair Brunei violated the charter of the group to which it belongs. A statement issued by Myanmar's foreign ministry detailed why it believed ASEAN had violated its own rules by taking such an action. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Finland for VOA News.